Jobstown not guilty, defend the right to protest. Unite the Union General Secretary Len McCluskey, left, gives his backing to the Jobstown not guilty campaign. The Irish state plans to try 18 peaceful protesters for false imprisonment of Labour former Deputy Premier Joan Burton. They were part of a sit-down protest and slow march around Burton's car during the successful campaign against water charges in Ireland. The establishment wants to criminalize protest and take vengeance against the movement's leadership, especially Socialist Party Ireland. Paul Murphy, right, a member of Ireland's Parliament and the Socialist Party, could lose office if convicted. Join the list of supporters. Email your name, address and postcode, plus any workers' movement position, to jobstownnotguiltyb@gmail.com. As well as Len, the latest supporters of Jobstown Not Guilty include Noam Chomsky, academic and activist Jane Luc Mélenchon, French presidential candidate of the left Yanis Varoufakis, former Greek finance minister Angela Davis, US civil rights campaigner Jason Manford, comedian Sean Hoyle, president of Transport Union RMT Ian Hodson, president of Food Workers Union BFAWU Chris Bohr, assistant general secretary of Civil Servants Union PCS John McKinley, vice president of Civil Servants Union PCS Luis Messina, general secretary of the Chilean Bank Workers Trade Union Confederation Miguel Urban Crespo, Podemos MEP, Spain Tasha Christodoulopoulou, Syriza MP and vice chair of the Greek Parliament Dimitrios Papadimoulis, Syriza MEP and vice president of the European Parliament Katharina Martins, parliamentary leader of the left bloc. Portugal National Executive Committee of Die Linke, German Left Party Executive Committee of the Party of the European Left Ercüral Kürkçü, People's Democratic Party MP Turkey Longhair Lum Kwok Hung, member of the Hong Kong Legislative Council Jed Grebby, chief executive of Show Racism The Red Card Eamon Dunphy, Irish journalist Meena Kandasamy, novelist and poet Kase Achidanandan, Indian writer MPs and MEPs from Belgium, Cyprus, France, Ireland, Greece, Sri Lanka, Sweden, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Germany, Denmark, Finland, Brazil, Turkey, Israel, Romania, Hong Kong and more trade unionists from across Ireland, Britain and elsewhere.